This is the Dallas Morning News.
This episode is brought to you by Vital Farms. Isn't it bullshit to have to question where your food comes from? At Vital Farms, you can trace your pasture-raised eggs all the way back to the source, the pasture. On the side of each pasture-raised carton of eggs, you'll find the name of the farm where your eggs were laid. And when you look the farm up on their website, you'll get a peek at all the sunshine, fresh air, and open space the hens enjoy. Learn more and find out where to buy them at vitalfarms.com. Vital Farms, keeping it bullshit free.
It's Monday, February 5th. A cloudy start to the day will make way for sun this afternoon, with the high peaking at 63. The low tonight will be 39 under clear skies. Here are today's headlines. The frustration of missing out on the 2026 World Cup final was quickly turned into an area of opportunity for North Texas. In an announcement, FIFA determined Sunday that MetLife Stadium in New Jersey will host the final match of the World Cup. AT&T Stadium was awarded 9 matches, including a semifinal. No other stadium will host as many matches in what will be the largest World Cup to date. 48 teams in 105 matches spread across 3 countries, the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. The tournament's opening match is June 11, 2026 at Estadio Azteca in Mexico City. Canada will play its first match June 12 at Toronto's BMO Field, and the U.S. will begin its tournament the same day at SoFi Stadium outside Los Angeles. The U.S. will play its second group match June 18 in Seattle and third on June 25 again at SoFi. Mexico will play in Monterrey and again in Mexico City, while Canada's final 2 group matches are in Vancouver. AT&T Stadium will have 5 games in the group stage, the first scheduled for June 14th. The stadium will host 2 matches in the round of 32, 1 in the round of 16, and the July 14th semifinal. Atlanta will host the other semifinal, and Miami was awarded the 3rd place match. Up next, when a high-profile police excessive force trial wrapped up in September with frustration and disagreement inside the jury room, Dallas civil rights lawyers recognized a pattern. Jurors wrestled over a legal principle they'd never heard of to determine whether some or all of the officers involved in the death of a Dallas man in 2016 was protected from legal responsibility. The shield is called qualified immunity, and it's a concept even federal judges, magistrates to Supreme Court justices with extensive legal training, have difficulty interpreting. Police officers in North Texas and across the country used the shield to avoid civil lawsuits and verdicts against them. Qualified immunity is meant to protect public officials, such as police officers, from financial ruin if they are sued for on-the-job conduct. Victim advocates and civil rights lawyers say the legal doctrine prevents bad officers from being held accountable for acts of police brutality in lawsuits brought by citizens seeking damages for injury and death. It does not apply to criminal cases against police officers. And Denton police are investigating a man's death after he was found shot Saturday night near Dena Park. Officers responded about 11:40 p.m. to the park at Roselawn Drive and Bernard Street after a 911 caller reported an unconscious person in the driver's seat of a vehicle that had a bullet hole in the window. The victim, who has not been publicly identified, was taken to a hospital where he died. No arrests have been made in the shooting, and the investigation is ongoing. Thanks for listening. For more on today's stories and the latest breaking news, visit dallasnews.com. Enjoy your day, and I'll be back tomorrow with more from the Dallas Morning News.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.